Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Boucher with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. Remember now, it's coming Christmas in North Temperate Zone. It's coming Christmas in the South Temperate Zone, where Jeremy lives, the Southern Hemisphere. Except it's hot. And so Christmas time has Christmas trees, has the beach, as Jeremy taught me more than two decades ago, has the Barbie. All of this is Christmas time. But there is a tree. I don't know if it's a pine tree or a artificial tree, and there is the reptile. Jeremy, does every tree come with a reptile in Australia?
Well, it certainly feels like it does, John. And this is the second Christmas in a row, I think, we've been talking about reptiles and Christmas trees at about this time of year. And now what this one is and what this story is up in Queensland, in near Brisbane, which is the capital city in Queensland, a family has put up their Christmas tree. And in answering your question, we do have artificial trees here in Australia mostly because the temperature is just too hot to have a proper pine tree and keep it alive for the whole Christmas season. So they put up their plastic Christmas tree, they put on decorations, the kids have started putting presents around the base, and it's looking all very Christmassy. And then they've gone out. They've just gone out on a family outing just for a couple of hours just to enjoy the Christmas spirit. But when they came home, they got the shock of their life. Around the base of the Christmas tree was a python. And now we're talking about Queensland, where it's really the state of pythons here in Australia. And this python, it was all coiled up, and the family thought, oh my goodness, there's a python. They called the snake catcher. They were pretty used to, you know, the normal-sized pythons. They thought it would be, you know, a pretty low-key thing. The snake catcher would take it away, and that would be that. But, John, it turns out this python was 6.5 feet long. It was actually a monster python by even the snake catcher's standards, and it's made the national media here. But the amazing part was it had coiled itself around the Christmas tree base. The snake catcher believes it was probably the warmth of the actual adapter that runs the Christmas lights that attracted it. But this python had come in from somewhere outside and managed to get inside their house despite being so big. So I guess the kids weren't only getting presents for Christmas, but it looked like they were getting a python at one point as well. But luckily enough, it's gone.
That's a huge reptile. How did he get in? Did they leave a door open? Was it in the attic? Did they have a clue? I mean, that's not an ordinary thing. And it's gorgeous. Carpet pythons have that gorgeous diamond decoration. And at first, when you look at it, it seems sort of like a Christmas decoration. But where does it come from? Do they have to find out so they can plug the hole?
Well, John, honestly, that's the million-dollar question, and I can guarantee they're trying to figure it out. But as we now know at the moment, we just don't know. We have no idea where it came in. If I was a betting person, I suspect it was probably either a screen door or a door was left open for the smallest amount of time, because as we've talked about before, you only have to leave an outside door open for maybe a minute or two and leave it unguarded. And snakes have this innate ability to actually find the entry point and come in. And as soon as they get into the house, they'll try and find a crevice. So I suspect it probably came in through an opening at some point when the door was open and had been in the house for some time. However, it could also have come up under the eaves, because a lot of Queenslander homes, especially older ones, tend to have a lot of, I guess you could say, ducts to let the air through because it's so warm there. And sometimes those flows of air, they don't have proper grates on them, which is something that all new homes have to stop animals basically getting in. So I suspect maybe it came up the side of their wall, went through one of the airflow ducts at the top of their ceiling, and has literally been in their roof for a long time. But how it got out of the roof into the Christmas tree, that's the very scary part.
The snake catcher comes, he picks it up, he says it's 6.5 feet. Then where does he take the snake? Is there an agreed upon place?
There actually is. There are government agreed upon places where snake catchers go. They're all conservation parks. They're all areas that are very protected. And most of them are actually in the Queensland hinterlands. So if you have a look at a map of Brisbane and look just to the left, that probably about 50 kilometres at most where a lot of tropical forest is away from the capital city, that's where most snakes are released. And, I mean, the snakes really probably love it because it's back into their tropical environment. It's got all the things they need to survive. And it doesn't have us pesky humans around to really, you know, ruin their day when they're trying to catch a sleep under a Christmas tree. So these snakes are released. They are basically put into an environment where they'll thrive. And at the end of the day, this is, a very happy ending story because the snake's alive and happy. Family doesn't have a snake around its Christmas tree and everybody can move on.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. Friends of History Debating Society. We're heading to the climate. Unusual, unpredictable weather in Australia. I'm John Batchelor.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.